So I was coming back from Brackley, South London. I was just at the London Bridge station, and I was walking between the station and Borough Market to catch a bus. And I just saw a van on the pavement and a few police cars. So at first I thought maybe it's like road accident or something, but then there were too many officers coming in, running, and then there were armed police officers opening the doors of the van, searching inside the van. So this is when we understood this is more like this is something serious. So we were asked to move, and we left back to the London Bridge station.
And you must have been quite terrified, kind of coming out the station to what must have been a really kind of terrifying scene.
Well, it was, but people didn't really know what to do. And when the police asked us to move, people just moved quite calmly. But then we were staying in front of the station, and people just came back from the scene. And it was more like a panic at this moment, because people were crying, trying to reach their families and friends.
And you mentioned that you're from France. I mean, we've obviously seen a lot of attacks recently in Paris. Well, just watch out for these cars. We've obviously seen a lot of attacks like these in Paris and other French cities. What's your kind of reaction to it?
Well, I mean, so there were the attacks in Manchester. I was in Paris when it was the attack at the Bataclan. So we've been used in Paris to have the military run schools and train stations, to have armed police everywhere. So I think this is something quite new for the Londoners, but it hasn't changed my way of life, my way of living in Paris, and I hope it's not going to change anything in London as well. I hope people are still going to go out and do things.
Do you feel more safe in Paris or London?
It's equal. I feel safe in both cities. I remember after the Paris attack, I wasn't feeling so safe in Paris, but it probably lasted a few days, and then you have to continue, you know.